Crusade sailed to the skies, June 5th, 2007, for a news, this is Darth Vader. Cold Belgium. Belgian nerds have taken their love of Star Wars to new heights. Benoit Lambert, member of the famed 501st Legion Fan North Garrison, has created a giant Star Wars themed hot air balloon. We're taking our love of Star Wars to new heights, said one member before reading the above introduction paragraph. You already used that pun, sorry. I want to see my lightsaber, it's at my mum's house. Hold on, I'll get it. This intrepid reporter entreated him not to bother, but he insisted. He turned out to be a pretty cool, making swoo and warhang sounds. It lit up and everything. This contest reporter voluntarily considered purchasing one, but according to the unnamed geek, the sword thingy cost several $100. This misery reporter should be not willing to knock that kind of coin on a toy. This reporter digresses. The balloon shaped like Darth Vader's helmet. Looked just like Darth Vader's helmet. But bigger. Hot air balloon bacon. Made from what Benoit Lambert estimates to be a quadrillion garbage bags. It has a lifting capacity of up to 6 skinny nerds, 2.5 husky ones. We're still testing the stage. At this point, for example, we don't know how many Ewoks it can carry. Said Benoit, referring to the adorable and tasty forest moon-dwelling creatures from Return of the Jedi. Jedi! It's Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Critical One. Jeez, you didn't bother to do your research, did you? Can't believe we asked you if you'd join us to our D&D tonight. This plucky reporter humbly thanked Mr. Lambert by subjecting him to a severe pantsing and anatomic orgy. Not the pantsing, the involuntary move on Mr. Lambert's pants, and the atomic orgy, the pulling of the back of his underwear up and over his head, proved to be just as comedic as his reporter remembers them being back in the day. Well, so, since for once it wasn't happening to this daring reporter's pants and underwear, respectively. Benoit, however, proved to be less than amused and bludgeoned his resilient reporter mercilessly with the first edition mint quality vinyl Yoda head puppet. The same facts almost put a scratch on this aggrieved reporter and, needless to say, reduced the resale value of the head puppet considerably. This gallant reporter did not get revenge for Benoit's act of revenge by totally backstabbing him with his reporter's dagger of barred backstabbing costume in that evening's round of Dungeons and Dragons. Benoit's future plans include the construction of hot air, Death Star, and eventually, kissing a girl. This is unusual. This is the correspondent Darth Vader.
Don't fail me again.